All right. Thanks, Virgil. Sorry about that, folks. I'm in Seward, Alaska. They're my landline. They won't let me call out a long-distance number, so I'm going through my cell phone. I have one bar, as is everybody else, in a typical school gymnasium. Virgil said I was cutting out, so we're going to do our best to hang on here. I'll talk to Virgil, see how we're doing at the half. If not, I might try to corral a local and see if they'll let me use their cell phone for the second half. It's Alaska basketball, and that's the way it goes. Welcome to Seward, Alaska. Justin Franchino here with KSDP, 8:30 a.m. First game was the Lady Seward Seahawks taking on the Lady Sandpoint Eagles, and it was 53-22. Sandpoint with a nice big victory behind 25 points from Port Sinkula, and we are seconds away from jumping off. Same teams on the boys' side here. It's going to be Sandpoint in blue going from my left to my right, and Seward Seahawks going from my right to my left as I sit across from the team's benches, and it's going to be Sandpoint controlling the basketball. Up top is Ryder Gunderson, now finds Carl Smith over to the left side, and it's going to be three-point basket taking Colton Mack short of the mark, and Seward's going to come up with the rebound. That's going to be Spanos bringing it down for Seward. He kicks it over to Estes. Estes now in the middle to the big man. Wilps goes to the hole, and he gets the layup to drop. Full court pressure defense coming here from Seward. Maybe a man-to-man. Maybe everybody doesn't know who they're supposed to be guarding because some people are open, including Anthony Webster. He fires a corner in the left side, and it's no good. Rebound comes up to Wilps. So 2-0, 45 seconds into the game. Seward with the ball and the early, early lead. Going to be Spanos now with the ball. He goes to the corner. Estes trying to find somebody. Man-to-man defense from Sandpoint. The Ortega up top guarding the point guard, Zacher. Zacher dribbling it over, finds Spanos, tries to drive, kicks it over to Jarvis on the left wing. He looks to penetrate on Smith. Smith does a good job of taking that away. Back up top to Zacher. Zacher now to Spanos. Spanos now with the ball. Back up top to Estes. Poked away, and it's going to be Mack with the steal, and he's going to be all by himself. Two quick points from Colton Mack, so good hands by him, as it is now a 2-2 ball game, minute and a half in. Man-to-man defense, and it's poked away. A cross-court pass is stolen, and it looks like it's going to be an attempted dunk from Carl Smith. He misses it, looking for Coach Sargent's reaction, and he just smiles. Sometimes coaches don't like that, but he says, let it try it, big man. You're all alone. I don't mind it. Seward comes back down. Pass gets knocked away. So off the missed dunk attempt from Carl Smith. Not every day you say that in 1A basketball. 2-2, 2 minutes in. Seward underneath their own basket. Skip pass up top to the half-court line. That's going to be Estes. He finds the big man Wilks on the left wing. Goes into the corner. Zacher back up top. Now Zacher gets the ball. He dumps it inside. Wilks working one-on-one with Carl Smith. He gets it to go. So this time on the left side, two quick baskets from Wilks, but it's a push ahead. No one's guarding Ortega, and an easy basket from him, so a missed opportunity in transition for Seward. And Mack, who always is looking ahead, finds his man released on the fast break, and it's two more points, tied up 4-4. It's going to be Jarvis driving, and that's swatted away from Carl Smith. He had two early fouls in the game against Cook Inlet on Thursday, but doing a good job at playing defense without that here early. And it's going to be Wilks being called for a foul. That's going to be his first personal, team's first personal, the game's first foul. 5 minutes left in this first, early, early 4-4 tie. Mack now, a floater in the lane, soft off the front iron, but he gets his own rebound. Good job for a short point guard. Back out top to Ortega. Three-point basket dials it up. 5 points for Ortega. He had no points, he had 1 point in the first half against Cook Inlet and then went off. I believe he had, I'm going to check it real quick here. He actually had 13 points in the third quarter alone in that game against Cook Inlet. Now dribbling up the sideline and stepping out of bounds. That's Josh Jarvis. And there's a quick substitution in the game. Basalo checks in for Zacher from Seward. 7-4. Early lead here. 3-point advantage for Sandpoint. They have the ball. Here comes their senior leader, Colton Mack. Dribbled into the teeth. Kicks it out to Webster. 3-pointer on the left side in the corner pocket. He connects. Two through triples from Sandpoint early, and it's 10-4. Early lead here. 6 points with a halfway mark of the first quarter approaching. Wilps inside. Goes one-on-one with Smith, but this time on the reverse layup, blocked away. Two early blocks from Smith, and now it's going to be Gunderson who goes ahead to Mack. Mack between his legs into the corner. Webster again. Can he do it back-to-back? Yes, he can. My goodness. Webster back-to-back triples. Now 13-4, and it's going to be an early timeout called from the Seward Seahawks, and it's all high fives on the Sam Point side. Coach Sargent very happy today. He was happy to see what his team is doing, what they're accomplishing early here. 3:49 mark in the first period. It's 13-4. Justin Franchino here for KSDB, 8:30 a.m., hoping that we're coming in clear, working on a one bar off the cell phone, so we're doing our best to bring you Sam Point basketball. Earlier in action, it was the Seward Seahawks and the Sam Point Lady Eagles, 53-22. The Sam Point Eagles powered by Justina Porcincula with 25 points, 8 apiece for Pengalinen and Madison Thompson. Seward with the ball on their own baseline off the short timeout. They're going to have to go the length of the floor to get a bucket here, down by 9, 3:49 remaining in this first period. And it's going to be Spanos with the ball. He'll dribble up for Seward. Webster forces him over to the left corner. Back up top now. This time it's Basalo. Basalo being guarded by Ortega, doing a good job of staying in front of him. He reaches, and no foul called. A lot of body, and finally they do get Ortega. He reached around him a couple times. A lot of body until they finally call him for that reach. Did a good job of being aggressive, and sometimes it just gets the foul called. 3.5 remaining in the first, 13-4. Seward with the ball, down by 9. Wilps up top. He has all 4 points for Seward. And he's going to go over to Spanos. Spanos on the left wing, being guarded by Gunderson. Dribbles up top. Now finds Basalo on the left wing, up top to Wilps. Wilps going one-on-one with Smith. He's been rejected once. This time he falls to the ground, and they're going to say that's a traveling violation. He fell to the floor, caught himself with his knee. Once you go down on a knee like that, if you have the ball in your possession, that's a travel. The 3:15 left in the first. Here comes Mack operating in a full-court press. Breaks it easily. Goes by everybody. Nice little pounce pass over to Ortega. Oh, my goodness. That was gorgeous now. It's 7 points for Ortega. Mack just weaves through about four different Seward Seahawks. And now he comes on the other end and knocks it away from Estes and knocks it off Estes' body out of bounds. That crafty Mack. A look-ahead pass. Ortega wide open. Nobody was guarding him off the inbounds pass. Now 9 early points for Ortega, many of which have been fed to by Mack, 17-4, 2:45 remaining in the first. All standpoint here early. Spanos with the ball. Back up top now to Basalo. Basalo up top. JV team here for Seward, so you got a bunch of young guys. Inside is Estes. Goes over the top of Mack, but no good. Rebound eventually comes out to Wilps for the Seahawks. Tries to dribble between his legs, knocked away, but it comes back up to him. Spanos now dribbles between his legs, goes up top to Basalo. Man-to-man defense from Sandpoint. Ball goes inside to Wilps, tries to take it up, and blocked again by Smith. And he comes back down with the ball. They're going to call that a travel on Wilps. Smith doing a great job at guarding the paint today. Has already 3 rejections, and that's going to really make it difficult for the Seward. If they're not shooting from outside, they're not going to be able to score inside with Smith playing defense like that. Wilps steals it away from an unsuspecting Gunderson, but it's Webster who eventually comes up with it. A little leaner, nice little Euro step on the left lane, goes off the left foot leaning, and he makes it with his right hand off the jumper. Now 8 points for Webster. So it's 19-4, 17 of those 19 coming from Webster and Ortega, and Mack has the other 2. Ball's up top now to Wilps, 1:45 remaining in the first quarter. Jarvis now with the ball in the corner, being guarded by Webster, picks up his dribble, and they're going to say it's a blocking foul on Webster, so that's his first personal, second on the team. So 1 foul on Seward, 2 fouls on Sam Point, early, $1.39 remaining in the first, 19-4, 15-point advantage. It was 4-4, and then it's been a 15-0 run for Sam Point since then. Ball inbounded, goes underneath. The McMurray, who just checked into the game, as he tries to go up, though, he loses control, goes off of his own body. And now Smith inbounding on the baseline. Full court press here from Seward. A man-to-man set. Ortega skip ahead to Webster. Webster being guarded on the sideline. He does have a dribble if he needs it. Finds Ortega up top near the half-court line to set things up for Sam Point. Seward in a man-to-man defense. Sam Point's been in a man-to-man defense. Ball's now over to Webster on the wing. He drives back to Ortega just inside the 3-point line on the left baseline. No good. Rebound to Jarvis, but Max strips it away. Now it's bounced around the floor. Eventually Ortega comes up with it. And with 1:05 remaining, they'll set things up. Webster launches a 3 as soon as I say that, and he's going to go off the left side of the iron. He was on the right side of the floor to Connor Mack, who is deep. He was a good 5 or 6 feet behind the line just in front of Seward's bench, but not too hard for that man. Didn't even look like he had to heave it. Just a normal stance from him, normal form, and he kisses it in. So now it's 22-4. It's going to be Seward, down by 18 in the basketball. Inside, McMurray, jump shot no good. Rebound by Smith. Mack now, Looks for the baseball pass. No one's there. He picks up his dribble, so he has to give it over to Webster, and he'll bring it across the half-court line. Setting things up, crossover dribble, nowhere to go. Back up top to Mack. He's at the half-court line. Wouldn't be surprised if he shot it and made it the way he can shoot. He's being guarded, though, and he'll go to the right wing now as Webster. Creates some space, tries to go back to Mack. Kind of a difficult pass, goes out of bounds to Stewart. Mack was coming to his right, and Webster threw it behind him, goes out of bounds. Checking into the game for the first time for Seward, number 15, Elijah Gunderson. Starters are still on the floor. No substitutions yet for Coach Sargent. I saw in that first game against Cook Inlet, Jesse Starnes, the freshman, came in when Smith was in foul trouble, did an excellent job. Just 7 seconds remaining. Over Seward. It's Justin Franking. We're going to be back to Virgil for a one-minute break. Back for second quarter action in a moment on KSDP.
All right. Take a little break. Say a thank you to the folks who have donated to this nonprofit. Help us keep us on the air.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, Telalaska, the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
Once again, big thank you. Also, I don't know, I can never catch it. I think the Aleutians East Borough should be in there. Once again, thank you to everybody. Coming back to Justin with the Seward Sandpoint game. Boys, right now.
Thank you, Virgil. Just starting the second quarter here. 22-4, early big lead here from Sandpoint. 8 points from Webster, 9 from Ortega, and 5 from Mack. That's all the scoring for Sandpoint. They got up early after a 4-4 lead. It's been an 18-0 run. Seward gets the ball, and it's going to be taken away. A great job there by Wolf Jackson, who steals the pass, has jumped up and swiped it away. And now it's going to be Mack on the other side, launches a deep three, a high arc and rainbow, no good. But the rebound to Gunderson, back in the corner, Ortega Smith up top, the big man will shoot a three. That one won't fall. Rebound Gunderson, put back, no good. Rebound comes to Seward. So we got Charles the Wolf Jackson, who's checked into the game. He's given Webster a breather, first guy off the bench for Sandpoint. Bono's now with the ball. He kicks it over to Moriarty, who's into the first time for Seward. So a minute into this first quarter of action, Seward with the ball, man-to-man defense from Sandpoint. They're up 22-4. Ball goes inside. Gunderson, Elijah Gunderson, that is. A block by Smith. That's his fourth block of the game. But it's going to go out of bounds. Actually, he blocked it off of Gunderson's body. So it goes off of Seward. That's insult to injury. You get blocked and it goes off you. Bad day for you. Push ahead from Mack. Ortega. Fake, nice fake and a layup. He faked it over and then took the shot instead. No good, but the rebound and a putback is Wolf Jackson. So he makes his presence immediately found with a steal, a rebound, and a layup. 24-4, largest lead for Sandpoint. Balls on the baseline, finally comes up to Jarvis, who goes into the right corner, being smothered by Jackson, making his impact felt early and often here in the second quarter, minute and a half in, 20-point lead for Sandpoint. Ball goes to Moriarty. He has the ball on the left, being guarded by Ortega. Cross screen. Spanos goes up, and he gets the layup. Nice little play action there from Seward. Now a 6 point for them, but a ball's passed ahead by Mack. Ortega was wide open by himself. Nothing but him in the basket, but he lost it out of his hands, out of bounds. So a bummer. That's the second time, though, Seward, after a made basket, did not get back onto defense, and that time they got away with it. For the first time they had gotten a layup scored against them. Wilfs checks back into the game. He had all 4 points for Seward in that first quarter. 24-6 now, 2 minutes into the second quarter. Zacher from Seward tries to go over the top of Spanos. He gets him there, and it's Starnes now into the game for Sandpoint. He comes in for Gunderson. Wilfs tries to get a shot, but guess what? Block number 5 from Mr. Smith, Carl Smith, the eraser tonight for Sandpoint. Back up top to Moriarty. Now finds Wilps on the left side, inbound, it's back in, and there's another block shot as Gunderson tries to take the layup. 6 block shots now from Carl Smith. Are you kidding me? He has been quite the shot blocker in this first half. Just 10 minutes into this game, he already has 6. If he was on my fantasy basketball team, I'd be picking him up in a hurry. And they're going to be a foul call that looks like that one's going to be a reach-in on Joseph Ortega. That's his 2nd and the team's 3rd. So we'll watch that. Potential foul trouble, but they're up by 18 right now. 5:30 remaining in the half. 24-6. Seward with the ball. Down 18. Spanos down the corner, being guarded by Starnes. Up top to Hollingsworth, who's just come in. Max on him. Now baseline Wilfs. He doesn't want to shoot it because Smith's on him. Baseline pass. Nice little cross lane pass there to Gunderson, who's going to get rewarded with some free throws. And that foul is coming on Sandpoint. That's their 4th team foul of the half. And it's going to go against the Wolf Jackson. That's his first free throw not connected on by Seward. Yesterday, nice win for Sandpoint over the runners-up from 1A state championship game last year. Nicolaitis beat them 75-23, so rather handily. Nicolaitis did lose some players, so that's got to be a confidence booster for Sandpoint, seeing what some other of that top 1A action looks like across the state. Elijah Gunderson gets that. Oh, nope. 2nd free throw, I thought it went, but they didn't put the point up. So right now, we won't give it to him. But 5:15 left, Sandpoint with the ball, up 18 here in the 2nd quarter. 3-point basket connected on by Joseph Ortega. So 12 points now for him in the game, his 2nd triple. He's really pouring it on now, 27-6. Seward with the ball, Spinos up top. He finds Wilps. Smith guarding way off him as a travel. Wilps took off running and didn't put the ball down. I saw that happen in the NBA to Russell Westbrook a few days ago. Bench and in for 2, 27-9, 4:20 left in the half. Max dribbles, pull up, 3-pointer, nothing but the bottom of the net. Call Max gets his 2nd triple. He has 8 points now, just too easy. Came off that screen on that right wing and just pull up. He has just got such solid fundamentals, picture-perfect form, and ices it. Down the way is Spanos. He's going to be fouled going to the rim, and so Spanos tries to add to his earlier field goal. Down 30-9, 21-point lead here in the first half, 4 minutes remaining until halftime, and that foul is going to be called on the Eagles. That's their 5th personal. That's going to be on Starnes, his 1st, as the free throw is netted by Spanos. Webster, and it looks like actually we're going to have Webster check into the game as well as Bravo. They'll come in for Starnes and Jackson, so the 2 bench players go back and join Gunderson as Mack, Webster, Ortega, Smith, and Bravo. So starting lineup plus Bravo into the game. Big fan of his mustache. Spanos gets the 2nd one to go. So he's 2-for-2 from the line. 2-for-4 on the evening for Seward, now 11-30. Mack pushes it ahead to Ortega, whips that across to Webster. He took the one-handed kind of a slingshot pass across his body, and that one almost put a hole in the wall, not even close. Now, a little excited there. He had a good look, just did a little too much on that one. Just under the halfway point here in the 2nd period, 30-11. Sandpoint nearly tripling up Seward here early. Estes back into the game, crossover dribble. It's number 10 on number 10 as Ortega guards him. He's up top, picks up his dribble. Now on the right wing, left wing, sorry, as Wilfs crossover, goes up. Can't get it to go, though, as Bravo fouls him. His first personal, team 6, so next foul will be a free throw coming for Sandpoint, but that one was on the shot, so Wilfs will get a chance to add to his 4 first quarter points with 2 free throws here, 30-11, 3:37 remaining in the half. First free throw, well off the mark for Wilf. He'll get a 2nd chance. Remember, today ends this long road trip here, kind of going up and down the road system for Sandpoint. They'll be playing tomorrow against Lumen Christi, another 1A foe, as Wilf gets it to go. Undefeated, both the boys and girls, Sandpoint and King Cove. No one's lost on this road trip, so a lot to be proud of from your teams. Mack with the right-handed floater, no good off at the elbow, and it's going to be a rebound, comes up to Jarvis for Seward. A blank opportunity there for Sandpoint. Spanos now with the ball on top. Swing Estes. Ortega guarding him. Good job by Mack to take off the cutter. So Estes picks up his dribble. Now he finds Wilps in the corner, who fakes a three, drives on Smith. This could be dangerous. And yes, sir, a seventh block by Smith. But it falls right into the hands of Jarvis, who gets the putback. So 2 points for Jarvis. And now it's 30-14. Mack with the ball, dribbles between his legs, finds Webster, drives the bright baseline, kisses it off the front of the rim, no good. The rebound eventually to Smith, and off that second left block, he makes that little jumper. Nice little mid-range from Smith, his first points of the evening. A little pressure in the backcourt, Hollingsworth's able to get it, right-handed floater, kisses it off the glass. So 4 points off the bench for Seward, Hunter Hollingsworth, and a steal now as they get it back. Pass over to Jarvis, no good, but Brown will pick up his second foul here as Jarvis will return to the free throw line for Seward. This is their fourth trip out of the quarter, so better defense or better effort overall. Points in the quarter now have 12, that's three times the amount, 227 remaining, but they are still half of what Sandpoint has, 32-16. Jarvis tries to cut into that, and this is the first free throw. Second on Abraham Bravo. So 17 fouls, free throws the rest of the way coming for Seward, regardless if it's a shot, because Sandpoint's in the bonus situation. And tonight, also, if you've been following King Cove, it's supposed to be in Wasilla Lake. I haven't actually heard Wasilla Lake canceled on Sandpoint, so we'll see if we're able to play King Cove tonight. Second free throw missed. Rebound by Mack behind the back to Ortega. Tries to go back, and it hit off Mack's hand, hit off Webster's hand, and eventually goes out of bounds. McMurray checks into the game for Wilps on the Seward side. So starting lineup except for Bravo instead of Gunderson on Sandpoint side, joining Mack, Webster, Ortega, and Smith. 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the half, 32-16. Sandpoint twice as many as Seward. Crossover dribble Estes trying to get by Ortega. Just stays in front of him, nowhere to go, so he'll pass it over to McMurray on the right wing, who hands it off to Spanos, picks up his dribble. Hollingsworth thinks three, instead he fakes, dribbles. Mack gets his hand on it. Nothing doing. Estes gets the ball off the ground, misses the right-handed layup, but he gets his own rebound. Pass to Hollingsworth, and ooh, we thought we were going to have block number eight from Smith, but instead it's a foul. That'll be Smith's first personal. So pretty impressive to have eight or seven block shots in this half and only one personal foul, which means he's really ridden that ball, doing a good job of not hacking, just stuffing. First free throw coming from Brandon McMurray. And that one will drop. The Seward doing a good job of getting to the free throw line here. This is their fifth trip in the second quarter after not going at all in the first. Still down, though, by 15 points. 1:54 remaining in the half, 32-17. Seward with a sizable disadvantage. Second free throw is good. So 2 for 2 from the line from McMurray off the bench. And Mack pushes it ahead. Ortega now easily dribbling across the timeline. Back to Mack. Dribbles into the lane. Almost might have got away with the travel there. Ortega up top. Back in, nobody's guarding Mack, and an easy 2 points for Colton Mack. He now has 10 points on the game, two threes and two twos. Minute 45, 34-18, dribbling it on the baseline is Hollingsworth. Mack tried to knock it away. I think he did, but it's off of Mack, as it's going to be Jackson back into the game for Bravo. So Jackson joins the other starters. Gunderson been on the bench for a little while now. Four low on the baseline. From Seward, trying to find somebody, crashing into the basket is Estes, but he can't get the right-handed layup to go right through the hands of Spanos, and eventually Webster comes up with it. High dribble. He's looking ahead, eyes ahead, and Wilps comes from behind him, tries to steal it, but instead will get tagged with his second personal foul. The two team fouls on Seward, both of them in Wilps. Wilps was the only player with fouls for Seward. Eight team fouls, including two on Ortega and Bravo for the Eagles. Minute and a half remaining in the half. Smith up top for Sandpoint, finds Ortega in the corner, back up top now to Mack. Four high now, he dribbles in, draws the defense, and back outside to Webster. Webster with a forced jumper, he was very contested. Rebound to Smith, and the putback's good. Great job by Smith there, 4 points now for him. Got a long rebound, and just very casually put it back up just inside the free throw line. So now it's 36-18, twice as many for Sandpoint again. 1 minute warning here in the half. Spanos with the ball up top, finds Estes. He tries to drive into his left, pulls up with his left. Shot won't go, but the rebound off of the hands of Ortega. So we'll stay here with 51 ticks remaining in the second quarter. 36-18, Sandpoint. Jarvis checking into the game for Seward now. And even after this long road trip, Sandpoint's not done. They're done going to Bristol Bay from the 26th to the 31st to play in the Bristol Bay Tournament before finally coming home to the Trident Invitational. We'll finally get to see them in the flesh instead of hearing us on the radio. Ortega now with the ball off of the Seward miss. Mack drives baseline. Three people come at him, so he has to pull it out. Ortega, although I wouldn't be surprised if Mack could take all three. Ortega drives in the lane. Nice scooping shot over the top of the much taller Spanos, but it can't fall. Eventually, Mack comes up with it in the right corner, and he's going to set things back up for Sandpoint. Ortega now finds the ball on the left side. Three-point basket taken and connected. So Ortega now with three triples, and he has got 15 points. Jackson with a hard foul. Did a good job of getting the ball up top, but he definitely caught with the body. So his second personal, now nine team fouls as Jarvis gets to go to the free throw line. King Cove tonight should be playing Wasilla Lake, but they may have canceled. They'll play Sioux Valley tomorrow as Sandpoint will take on Lumen Christi. First free throw, good by Jarvis. This is his second trip as he was 0 for 2 last time, so improves that already. 1A basketball, of course, Sandpoint the 1A team, Seward the 3A team, but this is junior varsity, so oftentimes that ends up being a pretty fair matchup, but it looks like this is definitely an advantage here for Sandpoint tonight. Second free throw, no good, so with 5 seconds down, Mack dribbles it up, sees if he knows what time it is, he flies over to Ortega at the buzzer, launches the three, far off the iron, and at our half, it is Sandpoint Eagles, a sizable 39-19 advantage over the Seward Seahawks. We're going to take a break, go back to Virgil. Virgil, hopefully we're sounding better with this connection. I will probably hang up and then call back in so we can see if we can keep that connection fresh and clean. So at the half, high school basketball here on KSDP 830 AM.
Sounds like a plan, Justin. I'll drop this call and we can call back after the break. Justin Franchino, calling. Covering us, giving us play-by-play coverage of Eagles basketball. Got the boys on deck right now doing a little bit of halftime. How about some underwriting shout-outs?
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com. Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
This program is brought to you in part by the Copper Whale Inn, located in downtown Anchorage and near downtown's restaurant and night entertainment scenes, with breakfast served daily. For reservations and more information, 866-258-7999 or online, copperwhale.com.
Wostak Electronics in Sandpoint offers value on electronics and marine equipment. Located in the Peter Pan Complex on the Spit, Wostak offers a wide variety of merchandise, from movies to video games to computer monitors. Your value center in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Stick with that modern music. How about Sia featuring Sean Paul, Cheap Thrills?
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang, bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang, bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Till I hit the dance floor. Hit the dance floor.
You
baby,
and me.
I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
you
baby,
and me. To the floor and me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. What is the thing you ever make me feel way, girl? Free! Cause anytime you whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Up, up, me up, not up, touch up, a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you were.
I don't need no money.
You want more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take
baby,
control.
Baby, baby. As long as I keep dancing,
free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
contemporary Britney Spears, you are out of the gate. We've got Justin on the air and on the line. Here you go, Justin. Welcome back from
Thank Seward. You, Virgil, and thank you, Britney. We are back in Seward, Alaska for the second half here. High school basketball on KSDP 830 AM. It's the Sandpoint Eagles taking on the Seward Seahawks, and the Sandpoint Eagles, who have been undefeated on this long road trip, find themselves in a familiar position, up 39-19 over the Seahawks. Halftime scoring as we're just about 45 seconds away from second half action. 8 points from Anthony Webster, 10 points from Colton Mack, 4 from Carl Smith, and 15 from Joseph Ortega. A lot of triples, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 coming in that first half from Sandpoint. But I'll tell you what, on the defensive end, the story has been the shot blocker, the Mutombo man, Carl Smith, with 7 first half block shots, taking anything away from Seward. The Sandpoint Eagles led 22-4 at the end of the first quarter, and then actually it was a 15-17 score, only edging Seward by 2 in that second quarter. But a lot of times when you're up like that, you know, you start doing some different things on offense. But Sandpoint has been in command since that 4-4 tie early on. Colton Mack now with the ball to start things off here in the third quarter of action for Sandpoint. He has the ball in the left corner, dribbling between his legs. Sandpoint and Seward, both in man-to-man defenses. Colton takes a long jumper. Going to be short. Coach Sargent didn't like that one. He looks over, puts both palms in the air, saying, "What are you doing? That wasn't the offense." Sargent is going to come into the game. He checks in for Gunderson. So 23 seconds in, comes in for Gunderson. I'm not sure why the quick substitution. Maybe he had wanted to start him for the half but didn't get his lineups in time. We don't know. Wilps with the ball now for Seward. Takes a jumper in the lane. Well short of the rim. Might have been partially blocked by Smith. Again, oh my goodness, 8 block shots from Smith. It goes out of bounds, but it bounces off of Seahawks. So full court pressure here from Seward. Mack is not afraid. If there's anybody, a one-man press break, it's Mack. He easily pushes it ahead to Webster. Webster tries to find him again, but the pass is off behind Mack and off his leg. So Seward will get the ball. Spanos now drives into the lane, goes over 2 guys, but guess what? Block number 9 coming for Smith, pushes it ahead. Ortega with an easy layup, so he'll have 17. That's a game high for him. So Smith erases it, pushes it ahead, and now it's 41-29 as Mack applies a lot of pressure to Estes, knocks it away, and as Estes tries to regain it, it goes out of his hands, out of bounds. It's just in front of the scoreboard. It's going to be Mack inbounding the ball. Seward in the home white, trimmed in green. Sandpoint with the blue, trimmed in white. I'm sitting across from the scores table and the benches up here in the loft in the wrestling room. Mack takes a long 3, no good. Seward going from left to my right. Sandpoint in the opposite direction. Wilps now has the ball back up top to Spanos. Minute and a half into this third, 41-19. Seward down by 22 points with the basketball. Zacher has it. He finds Spanos, swings it over to Estes, inside to Wilps, and they're going to call a foul. That will probably be on Starnes, his second personal, team's first. So foul trouble for Sandpoint after that half. 2 on Ortega, 2 on Bravo, and now Starnes joins the party. Starnes joins the party. They didn't reset the team foul, so it says they have 10, but that's really the first of the half. Zacher now with the ball, goes up top to Wilps, driving on Starnes, but guess who's there? Smith goes over to Jarvis, misses that shot. No block shot this time, but a miss. And a baseball pass ahead from Smith. Finds Ortega, but he couldn't get it to go. A rainbow pass. Beautiful look. But Ortega unable to finish as Seward comes back the other way. Give and go. Wilps back inside. But guess what? We're in double-digit block territory now for Smith as he erases his shot. And my goodness, Smith has just been unreal protecting the iron for Sandpoint. Seward with the ball underneath their own hoop, inbound it. Now it's going to be Zacher, who passes it inside to Jarvis, gets it over the intimidating arms of Smith, but he misses it. Ortega comes up, tries to pass it ahead, but there's a foul first. I believe that's going to be on Wilson, and if it is, that is his third personal foul, first of the half for Seward. So the only fouls that have been committed by Seward this game have been on Wilson. He has 3, and the team has 3. 5:30 remaining in the third. Right-handed hook, a little kiss from Mack, a little floater on the right side outside of the paint. That's not going to drop, and Seward has the rebound. So Spanos comes back for Seward. Seward with the ball, down by 22 points after a 4-4 tie. There was a big run, 18-0 run to end the first quarter, 22-4 at the quarter. Played each other pretty tight in that second quarter, but Sandpoint was comfortably ahead the entire way, and they continue to be so. Spanos with the ball. He's being guarded by Webster. Back finds corner now. There's a cutter in the lane. It's going to be Estes. He tries to shoot over the top of Mack. Gets it to go, but no good. Smith's the rebound. Another outlet. This time it's thrown. It's a nice little one-handed tap pass to Ortega, who gets it off the glass. So 19 for Ortega. Starnes got it, and just with as it came to him, just a one-handed tap, a bounce pass just right off of his hand to the streaking Ortega, who now has a game-high 19 points. Spanos down the lane. He goes over the top of Webster and gets it to go. So Spanos now 6 points for him, including 2 for 2 from the free throw line. As Mack brings it up, as the one-man press break. He's being guarded by 3 guys. That means someone's open. He finds Starnes on the other end, drives baseline, goes right around his man, and scores. Too easy for Jesse Starnes, his first two points of the game. So everyone on the board now except for Gunderson and Bravo. We'll see if they can get some points here in the second half. Starters except for Gunderson. Coach pulled him right away at the beginning of this half. Must have not wanted him to start him for some reason. Maybe something's bugging him. We don't know. Push ahead off the miss from Wilf. Easy transition, and Starnes for 2 more. So back-to-back baskets for Starnes. As they say in the video game NBA Jam, he's heating up. 3:45 remaining in the third quarter of action here. Now 47-21. Sandpoint with the lead. Spanos with the ball. At the free throw line is Wilf, being guarded by Smith, who has 10 block shots. He doesn't want any part of that. Smith just kind of stands off him like, what are you going to do? And there's a pass stolen away by Mack. Mack now has the ball. Crossover dribble. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumping, leaning into it. And swishes it home for 2. 12 points for Colton Mack. When he makes it, he makes it. Usually doesn't even touch the iron. Just straight through the nylon. 49-21. There's 3:15 remaining in the third. Spanos with the ball. Drives past Webster, met by 2 men, and he's going to be fouled. I believe that's Starnes. So Starnes very active here with 2 buckets, but he also has 3 personal fouls. 2 have been picked up in this quarter. So that'll be 2 team fouls now on Sandpoint. 3:11 remaining, 28-point lead. Spanos, actually, they're going to say it was on a shot, so he's going to get free throws. 2 for 2 earlier, but that one can't go. Second of the last on this road trip for Sandpoint. They found themselves undefeated, including a big win yesterday over Nikolaevis, the defending 1A runner-ups from State. So putting themselves in a good position to play some of the top teams to see where they stack up. Remember, Sandpoint and King Cove played last year in the fourth-place game at State, and that was a King Cove win, 44-41. 3-point basket buried. Colton Mack, are you kidding me? 15 points now for Mack. Here comes Spanos the other way. Shots put up, no good. Rebound comes to Starnes. So Webster has the ball, and he's tried to dribble too much, had his head down, stolen away by Spanos, and it's going to be a travel. Spanos stole it away, but he went to the ground and rolled over a few times. That's a traveling violation. Webster, though, dribbling with his head down, needs to get it up. He actually had a couple guys open down court. 2:50 remaining in the third, 52-21. Big, big lead here for Sandpoint. Ortega with the ball, a little handoff to Mackle right in front of their own bench. He now drives back to the middle of the court, finds Smith on the left side, takes a 3 and connects. The big man doesn't just block shots, he can also make 3-pointers. 7 points now for Smith, doing it on both ends, 55-21, 2:45 remaining in the third. Here's Gunderson for the Seahawks, gets it stripped away. There's Mack again with his quick hands. Ortega behind the back pass, Webster on the left baseline, drive, pull up just before the paint, hard off the front iron, and here comes Wilf. He's one-on-one with Ortega. Passes it over to Hollingsworth. Goes up just over the hands of a swiping Starnes, but no good. Rebound Smith. Push ahead. Ortega one-on-one behind his back and puts it up behind his head and doesn't get it to go. Quite the Sports Center move there. He dribbled behind his back and then was turning away as he got fouled. Threw it up over his head and almost got it to go. Doesn't fall, but he will be rewarded at the free throw line. If he makes them both, he'll go over the 20-point mark as he's sitting with 19. That's the first foul on Seward. That's number 11, Tyler Zacher. Second team foul, I should say. His first personal second team foul. So both teams with 2 team fouls to start the half here as Ortega nails the first one. He's now at 20. Webster coming out of the game. Going to be Starnes, Jackson, Ortega, Mack, and Smith who are in the basketball game right now. Gunderson still sitting on that bench, still not exactly sure why, after starting the game. Got pulled 23 seconds into the half and has not returned. Second free throw also good by Ortega, so now 21 points. Leads his team, leads all teams in this game. 2:20 left in the third quarter, now 57-21. Lead continues to increase as there's only been 2 points scored in this quarter by Seward. And there's an errant pass out of bounds and into the stands. So Seward will lose possession. And it's going to be Sandpoint trying to increase this lead. One of the teams here, I think they could really, from what I've seen from them in this tournament and what I know of other 1A teams, they could really make a splash at the 1A tournament at the end of the season. 3-point basket taken on by Jackson. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound goes to Starnes. Gets it, and it's good. Great job by Starnes to be there on the right block. Knew the positioning, got there in time, got the rebound, and has a chance for an and one the old-fashioned way. That's the third team foul on Seward. Starnes goes to the free throw line and gets to go. So they are perfect from the free throw line this quarter. This game, actually, they've only had three free throws, all coming in the second half. Now 60-20, almost tripling up. Seward, the junior varsity squad, mostly freshmen and sophomores, but a 3A school, so a lot more kids than what you'd have in Sandpoint. Baskets missed, rebounds tipped by Seward. They get their own shot put back, and that's going to be no good either. Starnes pushes it ahead to Ortega. Ortega with an easy right-handed layup for 23 now. He does such a good job releasing. Once they get the rebound, he just takes off the other way, and the guys know to pass it. Ooh, a strip in the backcourt and an easy layup for Mack. He just picks the pocket of Hollingsworth, and Mack tacks on now. He's got 17 points starting to climb there. There's going to be a timeout taken by the Seahawks. So it's 64-21. Sandpoint really pouring it on now with $1.23 remaining in the third. Like I said, Sandpoint, I know King Cove and them will be two tough opponents. There's some other good teams in the region. But I'll tell you what, the team to beat in the state right now is the 1A defending champions, the Nilchik Wolverines, who only lost one player, and that had been a transfer. He helped them under the glass. But their big man, Austin White, stands 6'5 or 6'6, which in the 1A world is very tall. And he is a kind of like what Smith's been doing tonight. He is a shot blocker, rim protector. But the big man can also shoot threes. He can dunk the ball. Very good. They've got a well-rounded team that can shoot threes, play defense, very smart, very disciplined. And I'd love to see this Sandpoint team match up with them because I think it could be a really good game. Sandpoint playing pretty easy so far. Hasn't had not a lot of contested games. Their closest game so far was against Birchwood, and that was a 57-50 win. That's also a 1A team, but they were up sizably in that game. Coach Sargent said they were up by about 20, and then just kind of at the end there, Birchwood made a little run. So no problem so far against 1A competition and even some of these junior varsities from the larger schools. Seward with the ball, down by 43. Pass ahead to is stolen. Ortega has it, goes all by himself, and gets a left-handed layup. So Ortega now done here, 25 for him, 10 coming in this quarter alone. Hollingsworth has the ball. He's up top looking for a pass. Mack just smothering him, actually kind of playing a little off him because he doesn't want to be too mean. And driving to the middle, taken away as Seward. Ortega pushes it ahead, finds Starnes, and he gets fouled on the left-handed layup. Ball won't fall, but he will be fouled. He'll get to go to the free throw line. Jesse Starnes really making an impact in this third quarter. Already has 7 points, including an and one earlier. Almost had another and one there, as that's a foul on Seward, their fourth team foul of the half. And he's going to take that first free throw. It's going to be hard off the front iron. Ortega comes behind him, pass him on the back, says, "Don't worry about it, buddy. It'll happen to us all. You can get this one to drop. We know you can." 45 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 66-21. Second free throw, good. This time had a little more follow-through, used his legs, and Starnes hits it to give him 8 points in the quarter. 40 ticks remaining in the third quarter. Spanos with the ball, being guarded by Starnes. He's up top. He goes to his left side, Max guarding Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth picks up his dribble, goes back up top. That's going to be Moriarty. Tries to dribble, but it's stripped away by Ortega. Pushed ahead to Mack. He's one-on-one with Spanos. Stops. Tries to go across the lane, but it's a little too low for Starnes. Can't handle it. And it goes out of bounds. Sargent says, I like what Coach just told Mack. He says, you know what? We don't need those fast break points. We know we can score on these guys. Let's try to work it around. In these kind of situations, you go, let's run the offense a little bit. Let's see what we can do. Let's work on our half-court sets. And how can we improve in this kind of a situation? 11-6 remaining in the third. 67-21. Through with possession. Mack strips it away. See if he hurt Coach. Oh, but he gets it stolen right back. Hollingsworth now has it. But Mack steals it again. 3-on-2. He goes to the basket. But before the buzzer, before he gets a shot off, the buzzer sounds. So at the end of three, it's 67-21. Sandpoint with the sizable advantage. Justin Franchino here with high school basketball out of Sandpoint. KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Back to Virgil for a one-minute break.
All right. Let's give another shout-out to the local corps that are giving us a hand.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
And as always, you can renew your membership. It's a yearly membership to KSDP. You'll become a voting member of the nonprofit corporation. You can run for the board. Come on down to the office. Give us a call, 383-KSDP, or go to apradio.org. Click that help out button. Support your community radio. Here are the Eagles.
All right, I believe we're back. Sorry, I was breaking up, so I'm sorry if we are breaking up again. But we'll see how we're doing. Maybe Virgil can step in and let me know if I'm breaking up, and we can try to call back. But we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Seward, Alaska, Justin Francino calling the Sandpoint Eagles, playing the Seward Seahawks. This is the Seward Junior Varsity Squad against the Sandpoint Boys. And Sandpoint starts out with the ball, and off a missed shot from Smith. Spanos with a baseball pass ahead. Estes with a handoff to Wilps. He goes up, a lot of contact, no call, and the ball falls in. So Wilps now with 7 points for the Seahawks. He is leading their score. Back ahead, though, and no one getting back in transition. That's been a problem for Seward. Starnes with an easy layup, 10 points for him. All coming. He had 8 there in the third quarter off the bench. Now double digits. Wilps gets called for a travel. Again, he gets a little casual with the ball sometimes. He started walking with it without dribbling, and that's certainly illegal. Minute and a half into this fourth, 69-23, and this will actually be running clock. Ortega takes a three-pointer. That's no good. Smith with the rebound. Put back is good. So Smith now with 6 points, but 10 blocked shots in this game. That is correct. 10 blocked shots. So once you're up by 40 in the fourth quarter, at any point in time for the rest of the quarter, there's a running clock. Even during free throws and fouls and whatever it is, unless it's a timeout or an injury, as Wilps gets fouled, he'll go to the free throw line. This is his second trip. He was one of two earlier. He scored 4 points early for the Seahawks. It was 4-4, but then an 18-0 run closed out the 22-4 quarter for Sandpoint. It was only a 2-point advantage in the second quarter for as far as the scoring was concerned for Sandpoint. But then it was all Sandpoint in that third quarter, outscoring Seward 28-2. Yes, that's right, 28-2. First free throw is good for Spanos. Starnes takes a breather, as does Jackson. Bravo's into the game with Mack, Webster, Smith, and Ortega. Second free throw from Wilps. Not going to be able to drop. Rebounds back to the round, and looks like Mack's going to come up with it, and that's going to be his fourth foul on Wilps as he reached in on Mack after he got the rebound. That's four personals on him. Only 7 fouls in the game for Seward, but 4 of those coming from Wilps, the big man. Been very active. 3 team fouls for Sandpoint, and 5 for Seward. Mack now with the ball, a little step back, three-pointer. Nope, not going to fall. Rebound to Hollingsworth. Mack is always a danger anywhere on the floor when he has the basketball. He hit a deep one earlier, about 6 feet from behind the three-point line. Just under 5 here, 71-24. Sandpoint really giving it to Seward now. It's going to be Moriarty with the ball up top. He goes, and a nice job driving to his right. A little bit of a leaner there, a little bit of a fader, rather, and he gets it to go. First 2 points for Moriarty. Now 26-71. Jump shot on the left baseline is Webster. Can't get it to go. Moriarty. Can't say his name without thinking of the Sherlock Holmes TV series. He gets the ball up top. Tries to cross over Ortega. Bounce off his foot, but he gets it. An 11th block shot from Smith. And it falls from the hands of Sandpoint. So, man, Smith has just been unbelievable at the basket. Ortega goes by his man. Goes up. Can't get the right-handed layup to go, but he is fouled by Basalo. Nathaniel Basalo for Seward. That's his first. The team 6, so rest of the way, it will be the bonus situation for Sandpoint, which means any foul, regardless if it's on the shot or not, will result in free throws. Ortega to the line, first free throws up and good. Ortega now with 26 points, leading the way for Sandpoint. Remember in that game against Cook Inlet, he only had 1 point in the first half and then 13 third quarter points. As he puts in the second one, that's now 27 for Ortega. Him and Mack leading the way for Sandpoint. Mack has 17. Now Seward with the ball back, 3:30 left, 73-26. Large lead for them. Hollingsworth with the ball up top. He dribbles into the key. Right-handed floater. well off the mark. Rebound by Smith, push ahead to Max, who pushes it ahead again to Ortega, and he goes on the left side with the right hand. Not the fundamental, but it goes. Now 29 for Ortega. He's creeping up on that 30 line. Jump shot taken by Seward. No good. That's Gunderson. Rebound comes to Mack. He's looking up the floor. Doesn't see anybody open. So he'll set things up. Dribbles over. Pull up three. So he'll step back, and it's going to be off the front iron. Rebound going to Hollingsworth. 75-26. Almost a 50-point game. Clock's really ticking now with that running clock. 2:50 remaining in the game. Jump shot taken by Seward. No good. Smith with the rebound and a nice push ahead to Ortega, who, yes, he now has 31 points. Except for, once again, young man, left-handed side and the right hand. Got to use that left. That can be important at times if there's a shot blocker in the way. Seward with the ball. It's going to be underneath. And 2 points for McMurray, who did a good job posting up on that right low block. Entry pass and an easy 2 points for him. Very good fundamentals. 2:22 remaining, 77-28. Deep three by Webster. Well off the mark. Rebound by Hollingsworth. This game about to be finished. Hollingsworth goes down the floor, dribbles by everybody. A little lackadaisical defense there getting back from standpoint. And Webster's going to foul him. His second, team's fourth of the half. But not worried about foul trouble at this point. Three for Starnes and a couple other guys with two. But this game well in hand. Now about the two-minute mark. Hollingsworth at the free throw line. Again, this clock is going to tick. So we will be out of here soon. Probably just about 2 literal minutes from now. As there'll be no stoppage of clock. And at this point, you can't imagine either team will take a timeout. So excellent job here from Sam Point. It's been a privilege to call these games. Justin Franchino calling in from Soldotna, Alaska, helping out here. We have our local radio station that was contacted, and we love to be able to connect. I really coach small schools for a long time, and I love for these towns that are off the road to be able to hear their teams when they go on these road trips. We're happy to be able to help. Mack misses the jumper. Rebound goes to Hollingsworth, but it's stripped away by Bravo. Love to see him get a basket here. Just him and Gunderson who haven't scored yet. And Gunderson's been sitting on the bench the entire half, still not sure why. Bravo takes the ball now at the free throw line. Back outside to Smith, who launches another three. That won't go. Rebound comes up to McMurray for Seward. Now 1 minute left. Hollingsworth pushes it ahead to Moriarty. Drives to the baseline. Thinks about reverse layup. Instead, he passes it out. Long jump shot taken by Gunderson. No good. Rebound comes up to Ortega, pushing it ahead. Now we're under a minute. 50 seconds remaining. Two men take away his lane. So he goes back up top to Mack, who dribble, pull up right elbow. No good. Rebound Moriarty from Seward. He'll push it the other way. So good luck the rest of the way to Sandpoint. As they lose the ball, push ahead to Mack. Webster is going to be blocked on the outlet pass. No call. He just kind of starts walking back. And a push ahead and another block shot. Why not? 12 from Smith. A push ahead. Self layup is good by Webster. So now 10 points for him, 17 seconds left. We've got a couple of guys, Starnes and Jackson, trying to check in, but they won't have much time if they do get in. McMurray, no good. Gets his own putback, also no good. Bravo with the ball. Now 8 seconds left. Almost thrown away. Pushes it ahead to Ortega. And a little bit of bedlam here. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's probably not going to be inbounded before the final horn blows. It doesn't. And that is your final from Seward, Alaska. It is 79-30. That's the final. Here, 9 points in that final quarter from Seward, 12 from Sandpoint. A couple of quick looks here at some points and some fun facts, and then we'll kick it back to Virgil. From the Seward side, only 4 points in the first and 2 points in the second or third quarter, so tight defense there from Sandpoint, of course, anchored by Carl Smith, who had 12 rejections in this basketball game. Scoring for Sandpoint this evening, it was 10 points for Anthony Webster. It was 6 points from the big man, Carl Smith, 2 points from Charles the Wolf Jackson, 10 points from Jesse Starnes, and then 17 from Colton Mack. And leading the way for the Sandpoint Eagles, Joseph Ortega with 31 points. Balanced those out, 9 in the first quarter, he had 6 in the second, and then he had 10 in the third and 6 in the fourth quarter. So a very well-balanced attack from Sandpoint. Again, they will finish up this part of the road trip tomorrow at Lumen Christi. King Cove will be up at Sioux Valley, so we'll see how Austin's going to handle calling those games. It's been a pleasure to be able to help out. This is my final game with Sandpoint. So from KSDB 8:30 a.m., it's Justin Franchino saying good night, everybody. Again, once the final scores here, one more time, Sandpoint girls 53, Seward 22, and Sandpoint boys 79, and the Seward girls 30. So 2 victories here from Sandpoint. Congratulations, guys. Good night, everybody.